Last time I left off with a question. What two specific traits do Passover and Sukkot have in common? I ask this to lay the groundwork for another dynamic involving the births of Yochanan and Yeshua. The common traits that Passover and Sukkot share are that they are both 8 days in length and incorporate the first day and the last day of the feast as Shabbats and holy gatherings or convocations. Why is this significant and how does it further relate to Yochanan and Yeshua's birth? When we look at the birth of Yeshua and understand the prophecies, the day in which Yeshua came into the world was a day set apart from all other days, as conveyed by Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. For a child is born to us, a son is given to us, dominion will rest on his shoulders, and he will be given the name Pele Yoetz El Gibor Aviyad Sar Shalom, Wonder of a Counselor, Mighty God, Father of Eternity, Prince of Peace. Who was at this first holy gathering on the first day of Sukkot? Luke chapter 2 and verse 20. Meanwhile, the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for everything they had heard and seen. It had been just as they had been told. What about the eighth day, the second Shabbat, the second holy convocation? Leviticus chapter 12 and verse 3. On the eighth day, the baby's foreskin is to be circumcised. Luke chapter 2 and verse 21. On the eighth day, when it was time for his Brit Milah, he was given the name Yeshua, which is what the angel had called him before his conception. On the eighth day of Sukkot, Yeshua was brought into the covenant of Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov by being circumcised and receiving his name. Another aspect that gets lost in translation and culture is what occurs in verse 22. When the time came for their purification according to the Torah of Moses, they took him up to Jerusalem to present him to Adonai. Many believe this time of purification happened at the same time of Yeshua's circumcision and naming. However, without knowing the scriptures in their proper cultural context, they are in error. This time of purification is called Pidyon Haban and takes place after the son is 41 days old. Leviticus chapter 12 and verse 4. She is to wait an additional 33 days to be purified from her blood. She is not to touch any holy thing or come into the sanctuary until the time of her purification is over. I pray that these last several segments have opened your eyes to just how important and relevant cultural context is when applying it to Scripture. Not only will it reveal truths that only appear to be hidden, but will also keep you on the narrow path that leads to righteousness. Matthew chapter 7 and verses 13 and 14. Go in through the narrow gate, for the gate that leads to destruction is wide, and the road broad, and many will travel it. But it is the narrow gate and the hard road that leads to life, and only a few find it. If you have been blessed with this segment and would like to support our efforts with a tax-deductible gift, you can send your offering to Jewish Heritage Revival, 12 Liberty Lane, Unit 68, South Portland, Maine, 04106. In supporting this broadcast, you are also supporting Maine's first and only Messianic Jewish synagogue. Feel free to send your questions and comments to info@jewishheritagerevival.com. Past segments of Messianic Perspectives are archived on our website, shalommaine.com. So until next time, when we will continue our journey into Messianic Perspectives, Todah and Shalom, thank you for listening.